Now, Zulkarnain, as far as I am concerned, this is my unshakable fundamental view, that whatever Hazrat Nabi Muhammad wasallam derives 100% from Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, and not in his individual capacity as such. So originally, Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Zulkarnain, according to my reading of the Holy Quran, because he is the one who brought two ages together. He was at the juncture of two ages. He divides the past with the future, and he was to last till the end of the time. So his age has not ended. So whatever age man will find himself in would be the age of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ages behind are the dark ages, or the undeveloped ages, or ages still passing through lesser development stages. And this is the age which has advanced now into a great, glorious, ultimate age, where mankind would be brought together as one people. And that golden era would dawn under Islam, under the cover of Islam, and under the acceptance, under, I should say, the banner of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So initially he is the Zulkarnain, the one who stood at the Sangham, as we call it in Urdu, or the juncture of the two ages. Now Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is also at a juncture where he is to bring people from various ages together under the banner of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People of the past and people of the future, they are going to be merged together as one people under Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in effect, in practical values, he would achieve what was meant for Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam to achieve on his behalf, for his sake, as service to him. This is exactly the position of the Muslim of Islam. That should be understood by every Ahmadi. So he is not an independent prophet, but a prophet after Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His follower prophet or subordinate prophet is the best word, because this is the word used by the Quran itself. May yuta Allah wa Rasoola. You know, that means that from now on only a subordinate can come, not an independent person. So because he was a subordinate prophet to Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was subordinate in everything, even this respect. He was subordinate to him, that is, he learned this from him, and because of his subordination to him, he was given this status. And when you analyze things, this is exactly what it amounts to. He is bringing about all the mankind, all the religions of the previous age, together, merge them with the religion of Islam, which is the religion of the last age. Practically, this is being achieved by Masih Maud alayhi salam and his followers, of course. And this is bringing about the two ages together. So because it will be in subordination of Hazur sallallahu alayhi wasallam to serve his purpose. So I'm quite right, literally right, when I say that this status was granted to Masih Maud alayhi salam in subordination of Hazur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not independently.
But in Cyrus calls also Zulkarnain.
Yes. You know, this is the beauty of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran relates historical incidents. Noah and Abraham and Moses and other prophets, Lot and so many other prophets. Now, why are they related? All the knowledgeable people who deal with the subject of commentary of the Holy Quran agree that these incidents are quoted and preserved in the Holy Quran to denote that things like this are going to happen either to Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or to his followers. So these qasas are not just like stories, tales, which are things of the past. They are tales which are to be fulfilled in future. So Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself put his stamp upon this interpretation. This angle of vision has been approved by Hazur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when it was said about Joseph, Hazrat Yusuf, that you will pass through, it appeared that he would pass through this the same conditions, he agreed. In fact, he used the very words, La tasriba alaykumul yawm, when he returned to Mecca. And again you see famine, again at his hands, Ahle Mecca are fed, because he permits their caravans to pass through Medina. Had he refused, they could have been totally destroyed by famine. So there are so many things. And as Hazrat Yusuf was thrown in a well and abandoned, so he was encircled in a valley called Shayb Abi Talib and abandoned there. So, of course, similarities do not mean that they are yard to yard or inch for inch similarities. They are general similarities. So, that shows that although Dhulkarnain is a real story of an old king whose name was Darius. Darius, was it? No. No, for Cyrus. Cyrus. It doesn't mean that the Holy Quran only wanted to relate the tale of Cyrus. It had a significance. So when people say who was real Dhulkarnain, they mean, they of course they sometimes know that it was Cyrus, but they mean what was the significance of this. So when I said Ahadur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Dhulkarnain, I only meant in interpretation, in true significance. He was the one who, in the eyes of Allah, was to be the bringer of two ages together, Dhulkarnain.